Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Homes special segment. Stories needing sharing. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Well, a little premature on the clapping there, guys, but it is noon in Mara Corruption County, Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. You can clap now. Hope that's not a premonition for how the show's going to go today. Our Thirsty for Action Thursday live studio audience is excited for our first special segment of March Madness Maskless Month of Makeovers, Motivation, and Marketing with our all-star partners. Each week, we are tackling a different topic so you can grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. And every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, we are adding this special live segment to bring you the all-star team of our 109 partners of the Everything Home Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform to take action and laser focus on the week's topic. It's all about no more excuses. And now we've made it easier than ever to take action in only a few minutes a day and learn the messages that matter from the people you need to know about while making a difference in your life, the lives of others, and your community. Everything you need is listed on our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I'm adding to it every day more information, so everything will be there for you. To get started on your great awakening journey, listen to episode 171, where I give a quick overview of our March Madness Maskless Month. That's 31 days of makeovers, motivation, and marketing. Not makeovers where you get your hair done. I'm talking about make over your business, make over your personal life, make over your relationships, make over what you're doing in your community, make over your faith, the stuff that really matters. It's time for Mo in every aspect of our lives, well, except for those masks, those dirty, dirty masks. You can find the episode at the top, that's episode 171, at the top of our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com or on your favorite podcast player. Now, here's the reality. You got to take out a pen and paper. Yes, pen and paper. No typing. No typing. Since you need to write down what you want to change, what you want to do, learn how you want to get involved in your community and what's important to you, et cetera, et cetera. And then you need to make a schedule when you are going to take time to take the action step to make those items happen. It has to become part of your daily routine, your lifestyle. It has to become a habit, which takes about 21 days. So that's why we're giving you 31, since we all tend to fall off the wagon. Yours truly included. And writing it down is a scientifically proven process to make it a successful process and a reality. It's very simple. Here are the topics for each week so you can plan accordingly. Week one, this week, personal improvement and growth. Week two, health, wellness, and fitness. Week three, community awareness, action, and faith. Week four, business and marketing success. Week five, personal and business coaching. Jam-packed month, life-changing, business-changing, community-changing. You're going to become a better person. You're going to be that person that you thought you were or you want to be. It's time. It's week one, so today's topic on episode 173, Personal Improvement and Growth, delivered by our three all-star partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Karen Weary, Breakthrough Life Coach, Paul Vaughn, host of the Wealth Academy podcast, and Clifton Pettyjohn, love that last name, Purpose Strategist and Transformation Coach. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform, Bookmark it. Make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com.
Everything home.
And just a reminder, each month we're doing that free giveaway. What we're putting together for the gift, we said $50 cash, kind of feels like a bribe. I don't care. I like bribes. That's cool. That's cool. It's a cool bribe. It's a good bribe. But we're doing a surprise gift bundle from our partners. So it's going to be worth a heck of a lot more than $50. All you need to do to enter is rate, review, and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast player. Comment and share our posts on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Rumble, or Gab. Love Rumble. Follow us on Rumble. Posting everything on Rumble. Join our newsletter. Now, this is when you can actually use the keyboard. Couple clicks. Little typing. One entry for the monthly prize. Multiple actions, multiple entries. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the rate and review graphic at the very top of every page. And the links and social media graphic is right next to it. So you can also subscribe to the show and follow us on social media. This way we can avoid, well, they like to censor us. So it is what it is with the platform. So that's why if you could join the newsletter, that would be great too, because then we could get around the censorship. Because, you know, we talk about patriotism and love of country and taking action and doing good things and God, and social media doesn't like that. All righty. Now, let's get in the groove. Very special episode. Very, very special guests. Powerful people. Powerful, powerful all-stars. Here's a little Whitney Houston to get us in the mood and remind us that we all can do this. Personal improvement, growth, we can, and everything else. We all can do this. We just don't know our own strength or forgot. We had everything we need within ourselves this entire time.
Lost touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength. By my darkest hour, my faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh, found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I built a break. No, no, I got to know my own strength.
Alrighty, I think we're ready to get this show on the road. It's No Mo Excuses, the theme for the month. It's time to rip off your dirty mask, guys. Reclaim your freedoms, get back to normal, take action, reopen America, and working on some personal improvement and growth. Today's topics on episode 173 is just that, personal improvement and growth, and to kick off March Maskless Madness. And our all-star team of partners, Miss Karen Weary, she's a breakthrough life coach and host of the Shift Happens Talk. Shift Happens Talk Show on Voice America. Audience, big round of applause. First All-Star. Gotta love a little Whitney, huh? Don't you miss Whitney?
Oh, absolutely. And being called an All-Star, too, that's the first time ever for me.
Oh, we do all kinds of firsts. You're welcome. We do all kinds of firsts here. We give round of applause. We have All-Stars. We make people get off couches, use pen and paper. Lots of firsts on this show.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love it.
Well, you know, we all
need... You're doing
amazing
work.
Well, thank you. You guys are there helping me all the way. I mean, without the partners like you and the rest of the guests today and the 109 that are now part of the platform, and I think there's 27 new ones coming in March. When I say we're all in this together, we are. And it takes all of us to, you know, come together now 5 days a week. But the hardcore shows are 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at noon. Nooners, get your nooners with us. And it's what we, you know, it's how we're going to make change. It's how we're going to make change in our personal lives, in our business lives, in our community, because you're not going to get it from the big people, the big, you know, what's on TV, what's trending. It's not going to happen. And we all obviously need to support each other because it's just us. It's us first them, guys. It's us first them. Bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely. So, got to make it happen.
Yeah. And you want to be around like-minded people, that people that believe in what you believe, people that have the same values, the same ethics, and care at the same level you do. You know, you want to work with those people. You want to learn from them. You want to listen to them. So we're just all, the whole purpose of this platform is to put everybody in that one spot. So you know where to find them and you know where to go. You know where to get the trustworthy information. So Karen, we're going to focus on personal improvement and growth. This is really your wheelhouse. And I want to give everybody.
Yeah, I love that.
It's important. And you know, as the song says, we have it all inside of us, but we just forget. We got into a rut or whatever the case may be. So I want to give some real actionable items. We already told everybody they have to start writing down what it is that matters. What do they want to change? So what direction do you want to take it for this segment?
Oh, my gosh, yes. That was such a perfect lead-in, and what you were saying was writing things down. And you know what? One thing is that we tend to distract ourselves because there's so many things that are out there to distract us. All of our electronics, our phones, social media, all this stuff here. And, you know, it's something that – when we take that time out to do just what you were saying, write down what it is that you want to bring into your life, who you want to be, how you want to show up. But also another thing that is reading. And reading has become such a lost thing in the world. I mean, how often do you see a kid with a book in there, a real book in their hand? Never, hardly ever.
Mm-hmm.
But when I pick one up, I've always been a reader. I mean, I was just telling my stepson that, you know, I couldn't wait when I was little to learn how to read. It was just to dive into the mystery of these magical letters that were put together and figure it out. And so that's always been something for me that I take so much joy in. And now being a busy professional and mom and business owner and all that kind of stuff, it's going to be hard to get that time. But when I do, it's like I feel so fulfilled and inspired. And it's not something that I get from watching TV ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and if you, reading for some reason is a problem for you, whether it's, you know, it's just you just can't get the attention or you drive a lot and all that, you know, now we have books on Audible. We can listen to books. So really don't let those kinds of things deter you because there's so much. You can get multiple degrees if you spend time, especially if you're someone who drives a lot. You know, you can get multiple degrees of your own, you know, by reading through, you know, in Audible while you're driving, and that way you're being inspired, you're learning, you're using that time so effectively, and rather than getting aggravated about being stuck in traffic, you can just enjoy it.
Well, I fall in that category of a non-reader. and I'm sure a lot of people do it. So you don't make the time. But my problem when I read, and this might a solution for people that have the same problem, is the Audible book. Because when I'm reading, I take so long. I don't speed read.
Yeah.
Because when I'm reading, I'm actually, it's like being in like an impression in my brain. You know, it's almost like I'm memorizing as I'm reading. So I end up going so slow and it takes so long and everything else in my life is not slow. And I don't want it to be slow, but that's just how it is. You know, I know how to speed read. I just choose not to because I really want that content to be like, I mean, like a brand in my brain. And the Audible is really what the solution was for me to get some books and to have it in the background. That's why I transitioned from anything on the television in December when I literally turned it off because I would have it in the background. But now I'm doing I'm doing podcasts and listening to other or talk radio shows and live streams and TV shows. But what I need to do, and I'm glad that you brought that up. The reminder is you got to throw in some books. You have to throw in some books, and the Audible is a great solution. So I think that if you have a recommendation on a good book that won't take too long, because once it's the thing that I just, when it's thick, okay, it's scary, right? I mean, I don't see why they make the book so thick, right? You don't do that. It's bad enough that people aren't necessarily reading as much. Make it visually friendly so it's not so big. So do you have a recommendation on a book that people can get started that doesn't take too long to get through?
Let's see. Let me have that one tumble around in my head. I wasn't prepared for that. And of course now my brain's freezing. Like, what?
You know what I mean? you gotta be on your toes, man. I just throw this stuff. Well, you started it. See, the thing is, it's like, I didn't think about books because books is really not my thing, you know? So you start, as my mom used to say, Michelle, don't start what you can't finish. So, that is the words of wisdom for today. Be careful what you wish for. And now we're going to have a quest to figure out really what's a good starting book in the personal improvement growth arena. And maybe Paul and Clifton can contribute when it's their segment.
Yeah, but you know what? One thing that I did, because I want to read more and I would love to be able to read faster, but I would never wanted to speed read because, like you, I didn't want to just see words. I wanted to comprehend and know it. And so I came across Jim Quick, and he is amazing. He teaches people how to learn, and he has a speed reading class, which is not just about speed reading. It's about comprehending, and he has a completely different way of teaching speed reading, basically he just teaches how do we learn and how can we, you know, teach ourselves how to learn better. He's phenomenal. It's Jim Quick, Kwik. Yeah. Yeah, look him up. He has tons of content on YouTube and all over the place. So he's a good one. I need to finish his reading course, but I definitely sped up my reading. And, you know, one of the things is to, you know, when you're in school, they teach you not to use your finger because kids naturally use their finger so that they don't lose their spot. Well, he actually teaches you to do it, to use your finger, because otherwise you lose your spot. That's another piece why people, they lose track, and then it takes longer because now you have to go back to the paragraph and read it again and on and on and on. And so, like you were just expressing, then people lose interest and, you know, it's taking too long and forget this book thing.
So, well, and our attention spans, which we learned this week and last week, is 8 to 9 seconds, you know, the little goldfish. That's it. So, you know, don't throw a thick book at me and you want me to read that when I'm paying attention for 8 to 9 seconds. This is not going to help. You know, we want to make everything easy and approachable. So Jim Quick, I will check him out and then maybe we can get him. Maybe we can get him on the show. So, all right. So reading is number one. We're going to go ahead and we're going to start reading, implementing an Audible book, even if you put it in the background. That's what I need to start doing. Implement that. See, you would think that I would know this because I'm talking to you, partners,
reminded.
And professionals. All that's exactly the point. You just have to be reminded. And that's why we have to go live 5 days a week to remind people, to remind them, because it's just so much info. We just want to get the stuff that really matters, you know, those take action items that really matter. So, all right, what else can we do today?
Oh, here's another one. This one is really special and precious because you know what we tend to do when we are in loving relationships, that after a while, we start to take the other person for granted. And so if you can think of your partner as somebody that you're going to court forever, you know, even 20, 30 years into your relationship, you're still courting your partner because, you know, it's so easy to get occupied and of course we're going to get caught up in life and this, that, and the other, but we have to reconnect with our partner and have these reconnecting kind of rituals, even if it's just a matter of, you know, hey, let's go for a walk so we can get caught up and we can really reconnect and do those kinds of things. And really, really remember to always look for the things that you appreciate, what the other one did. It's like, thank you for you cleaning the house. Oh, my gosh, that was – I love coming home to a clean house, and you did it. That was amazing. That, those types of things, you know?
And then for those that aren't in a partnership or a romantic relationship, how would they do it for a good friend that they haven't said or ever said thank you, kind of?
Or a child. Yeah, friend, child, anybody, you know, when you or your coworkers, your boss, just that appreciation, because you know what that does? It feels good to be on the receiving end of it, right? And you want to reinforce the things that you like in life, because people are more likely to do more of it when they're being reinforced. It's like, wow, Michelle, she noticed that I, you know, organized her papers for her. Wow, I can do that again because that felt really good.
Yes, you'd see my desk and I would be like, that was very kind of you. Very brave of you to organize all those papers, more like it. Oh, Karen, you know what? I'm looking at the time and I'm going to try to keep it on an hour today because you know how I tend to go over when you guys get me in that trance and we just start going down all this great information. So give your contact information so people know how to reach you. And then, of course, plug your show on Voice America.
All right. Perfect. Yes. You can find me on Shift Happens on Voice America. We are also on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, on the iPhone podcast symbol. You can find me on insightscounselingcenter.com. That's my website. And you can call me at 386-848-5170.
Awesome. And your podcast is listen, our must listen to page. So if anybody wants to find you and they don't like, God, what did she say? Oh, that's right. She's on the must listen to page. All they have to do is click your pretty face and it goes right to your podcast or your talk radio show on Voice America. Yeah. So I'm telling you, there's no barriers for excuses. There's no more excuses. So they can't say, well, I didn't know where to go. You did. You just didn't want to. That's okay. You don't have to, but don't tell me that you didn't know. You got to come up with another excuse. So, but thank you so much for coming on, Karen, and kicking off our All-Star Partners of the March Maskless Madness Month of Makeovers, Motivation and Marketing. So thank you so much, my dear, and we will talk to you on April 2nd when you resurface for your April segment. Thank you so much for being a great partner.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Michelle, for all you do.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome. It's rewarding. It's exhausting, but it's rewarding. And you guys are like herding cats sometimes. So I'm going to just leave it at that. I love you, but it's like herding cats sometimes. And you ever tried to herd cats? It's a lot of work. But you guys are great. I love you. You know, it is what it is. All right. Thanks, my friend. Have a good day.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Bye. Oh, see, these guys, they've become friends. You know, it's amazing when you get to know somebody and you respect them and you interact with them once a month. And then even sometimes offline, or I even get to experience some of them in person who are here in Arizona and they've become good friends. It's really, You would think that I got more out of the show than you guys do. Well, you know, I'm going to jump here to my next guest real quick, but I think I'm going to get emotional. I'm not going to mention one of the reasons why I started the show in the first place, but all right, we're going to keep it back on track. Oh, let's see here. Paul is ready to come on, but I do want to give you guys a couple little things first before we bring him on. They'll be quick. Don't worry. He's coming. Aha! Little delay there. Little delay. It's the quotes. The quotes of the day have shown up. And because this is personal improvement and growth, there's a couple good ones here. I keep track of these quotes. You would think. And I write them down. See, I write them down. You think I remember them, but there's just so much in my brain. Now, Jim Rohn. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. We talked about that yesterday on episode 172. Think about that, okay? Success isn't just about what you accomplish in your life. It's about it's about what you inspire others to do. What's one step short of crazy? Passionate. Ooh, that's a good one. Every morning we are born again. What we do today is what matters most. Good old Buddha. Here's one from Anthony Robbins. I like all kinds of all-star quotes today. Yeah, I love that delivery guy. Needs to drop off some cash. If you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. Mm-hmm. All right, one more. Let's see here. Let's pick a good one. Set your heart on doing good. Do it over and over again, and you will be filled with joy. Oh, one, and we'll do one more and we'll bring on Mr. Paul. The true price of leadership is the willingness to place the needs of others above your own. Oh, that's a good one to end the quotes on, considering I think everybody in Congress and local government who we are not friends with on this platform needs to be reminded of that. The true price of leadership is the willingness to place the needs of others as in the people like us above your own. Yeah. Something to think about. All righty. Let's bring on our next guest. Let's bring on our next all-star, Mr. Paul Vann. He's the founder of Wealth Building Academy and host of the Wealth Academy podcast. Round of applause for one of our faves. Paul.
Good day, Michelle. How are you doing, and how is your community doing today?
I think they are fired up. I think they are.
All right. I love it.
Excited
I
to
love
learn.
It. I'm going
to
take.
Excited to listen.
Yes. I'm looking forward to sharing with them today as well. A big day.
Well, they're big fans of yours. They're big fans. So anytime that you could come on the show, they appreciate it. But since my last quote, which I didn't read those in any particular order. I have lots of pieces of paper. You can hear my papers, real papers, right? And they're handwritten. And I just pulled out a few. I didn't put them in any order. And that one happened to be last. And of course, that's what our whole platform is structured on, is people before the authorities that are bad. And you are in, ironically, who am I talking to? But Mr. Top Secret DOD, who lives in the heart of the swamp. Yeah.
In the heart of the swamp. Yes. It's great to be alive.
yeah. So no wonder why you have to focus on personal improvement and growth. You got
Every day.
Because your whole city is based on everything that's against that. So it's no wonder why you're trying to spread the cheer in the land of just bad, evil people. Yeah. All right. Let's jump on the train. Personal improvement and growth. What do we want to discuss today so the audience has some real take action items to get this?
Yes, Michelle.
In the right direction.
I'm going to share three things. It's going to be more on the mind, body, and spirit side.
Ooh, okay.
So one of the things, of course, when it comes to personal development is that we always want to be improving ourselves to get better each day. You know, we don't really have any competition in life. Our greatest competition is that person that we see in the mirror every day, and it happens to be you, or it happens to be me, or the listeners. So we want to work on that, the mental aspect of our lives. And as a result of that, we're going to look at, you mentioned it earlier about reading books. You want to read some books in your industry. You want to listen to some podcasts and then take some courses. That always helps us to get better. And because once we can do better, then we can share even more, give even more, even if we're a volunteer, if we're an entrepreneur, et cetera. And so when we look at the body aspect, we always want to do our best to condition our bodies so that we can fight off, to enhance our immune system and fight off a cold or whatever it may be. So we want to work out, drink plenty of water, have eat clean meals, in other words, just healthy eating, and get plenty of rest. I think the rest part is very important because it gives us that recuperative abilities. So we looked at a mind, body, and then the last is looking at that spirit. We have a spirit that is actually the most powerful of all that we have, and as a result, we have to exercise that too. And we can do that through meditating, prayer, reading the Bible, or whoever decides what their particular spiritual choice is, and also getting out into nature, going out for a nice long walk, getting some vitamin D from the sun, enjoying the moon at night, seeing the stars, and we look up in the stars, and we're going to see Michelle up there, of course, and so it's mind, body, spirit.
Oh, you're too funny. Too kind and too funny. You did. You snuck it in when I wasn't paying attention.
We know who the, Michelle, we know who the real superstar is here. It's you.
I see. And you know, the more you say that, the more you get to come on the show. So you know how to play me, man. You know. You know what works. You know, it's
I just have a great I have a great friend by the name of Michelle. That's all I know.
See, this is why we get along. This is why we get along.
Yeah.
You know, your recap of the mind, body, and spirit is just almost like a reaffirmation or a confirmation of what this whole month is about, where we have each week we are focusing on different topics on these Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon Mountain Time episodes with our all-star partners like yourself. So we can zone in on those specific topics and give, you know, those actionable items so people can take action and take it to the next level. And the one, the two things that you mentioned, going outside, okay. Going outside and getting that fresh air and vitamin D. As everybody that listens knows, I literally am sitting at this desk 12 to 14 hours a day. I know it's stupid, but it's just what it takes to get all this done when I don't have the support staff. Right. And
a lot of
people can relate. Oh God, it's a lot of work, my friend. It's rewarding, but it's a lot of work, right? That's why I need staff. I need help. But what I did yesterday after the show, because the show was pretty, I don't give you a chance to listen to episode 172 for anyone who wants to tune in. It's actually one of the best ones we had of the year. It was just a totally different energy to it, where it was just, I had too much fun. So I got a little distracted when it came time for me to do, you know, some of my structured stuff. So I was really into the show. And I said, you know what? I got to keep this energy going. I actually, for about an hour, right? I went outside. I actually went outside, and I can tell you, part of the reason was I said, you know what? I mean, it's been on the list. It's been on the list, to-do list, and then of course on the, you know, each week the to-do list moves, fluctuates, but this has rolled over for a couple weeks now. And I went outside. I blew the leaves because it was just, you know, there's like 3 months worth of leaves because the grass doesn't grow in Arizona. My back's actually a little sore, which is sad, but I blew the leaves. And there's a reason why I'm telling this story, because it's symbolic too. And then I want to jump into some other things you want to share, but I blew the leaves, and I actually then hosed down the pool decking and the patio and the furniture that's out there. So not only was there physical exercise, I was outside, I was technically dealing with nature, but at the same time, I was making progress. I was cleansing all the dead leaves that were all over the stones and the sad example of the little bit of grass I have because I planted too late this year. And you got the whole backyard changed. Obviously, visually changed, but the feeling in the backyard changed.
A new atmosphere.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then, of course, I cleansed off all the dirty, you know, the dirty surfaces. And it was like, okay, it's time to go back outside. It's time to reopen everything. It's time to get back the mindset that we had last year. And
exactly.
That's what I'm encouraging people to do. These little things, and it didn't take long. It was, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
But the meaning behind it wasn't just I went and took care of blowing the leaves. You know, I and of course
it was more than that. It was more than
it
that.
Was
absolutely.
As much, and guess what I was doing the whole time? I was like thinking. I was thinking about things that weren't necessarily work oriented. So I wasn't meditating, but as you said, mind, body, spirit, I was feeding my spirit while I was out in the nature, but I was also doing progress. You know, it's like when you vacuum and there's a beginning, middle, end. You can see the lines. That's why a lot of people like to do that. Or people do dishes. You could do the dishes because you have a beginning, middle, end. There's progress. You can see it as opposed to something that takes longer. So yes, my story was a little long, but I just wanted to kind of bring that home for people. Where
sure.
There is alternative things, and you know, you can accomplish, you know, kill two birds with one stone, which I don't know why they like to kill birds, but it's the analogy. poor bird, you know what I mean? I don't, they pick on the bird. So, do you want to comment on that? And then, do you want to talk about something else that people can do? I got a couple more minutes here.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things going back to what you said as a part of that mind, body, and spirit. Is that what I challenge the listeners to do is to pick 3 days, pick Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. On Monday, look at the mind aspect. Look at the mind, work on that, journal what you experience over the next 21 days. On Wednesday, look at the body. If you can get a stationary bike, if the gym is open back up, go walk, run in place, a few calisthenics, do that on Wednesday. Journal that for 21 days. And then come back and look at the spirit and on Friday, and you take that aspect, perhaps you meditate, do some yoga, do some prayer, write down what you're experiencing. If you have a miracle that happens in your life, and they happen every day, it's called being awakened every day. It's a miracle every day. And so do that on Friday. So take the mind, body, and spirit for 21 days. Practice finding things on the mental side, things on the physical side, and then things on the spiritual side. And we have a wonderful trinity that we can really work on for 21 days because it's stated that 21 days it forms a new habit. And that's the direction that we want to head in 2021.
Well, with that being said, as I mentioned in the intro, I know people. I know myself. So instead of just, we gave them 31 days during this March Madness because people fall off the wagon or they get a delayed, you know, like a delayed opening start. So we already knew that because I do it myself. So I figured, all right, even though it's 21, we'll give you 31 days to really get your act together because it has to become part of your routine. It has to become part of your lifestyle. And as I mentioned in
daily,
the beginning,
daily habit.
And as Karen also confirmed, once you write it down, what it is you want to do, it changes. It changes how effective it's going to be. So do you want to comment on that? Well,
absolutely.
You know what I'm going to do? Before you do that, I'm going to, because I got to get this in there. I got to get this in there. So if you can hold on. I want to play my PSA because it is going to bring all of this March Madness maskless month together. And then I'll have you comment on that just after, because I know what's going to happen. If you comment and then next thing you know, I never get time to play these things because I get sidetracked. So I'm going to do it now.
Exactly.
You hold on and I'll bring it right back. Because it's important it's important that people hear this. I worked on it this morning. It is time to get back to normal and end this political propaganda pandemic. We, the people, have the power to make the changes to reopen America and end the insanity and the tyranny we've allowed to rule unnecessarily and really destroy our businesses and lives and freedoms and livelihood for the past year. Kids aren't in school, guys. It is horrible that it's happening, and it's an extreme form of child abuse. That's what it is. It's child abuse. So those kids in those little green tents with the musical instruments, I thought it was the Saturday Night Live skit. Yeah, that's how disturbing it is by these false authorities that we've allowed to take charge. The demon rats, the Republic cants, and all the false authorities, those 11 bigs that I talk about, those 11 bigs, they have no use for you except take your money and your freedom, destroy your business, destroy your lives. Don't let you in church. Don't let you talk to people. They don't want you to be in a community, and they want to ruin everything. They only want control. I used to say bad people. No, they're evil. They are purposely doing things to really destroy this country, and it's up to us, the American people, to realize that and to do something about it. That's why we have the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So we just need to rely on each other because we're all in this together, and it's not going to change unless we do something to make it change. And everything is intertwined now. You know, you might not have wanted to ever be involved in some sort of community politics. That party, that ship has sailed. It's up to us to get everything back in order, because we let this go on for a little bit longer, then there's nothing to go back to normal to. Keep this in mind. When I say we're all in this together, we literally are. So we've got to be able to figure out what action items that we're willing to take and begin to take them. On our Take Action tab, we've done them from low effort to something much more intensive, like becoming a precinct committee man, which is what I did last Saturday. This is why I play the song. Time to take back this country. Take back our lives. Here are the 11 bigs. They've been lying to you for years, and now they're forging ahead at light speed on the Lolita Express to control every aspect of your lives. So stop supporting them. Stop supporting them and stop listening to them. Big media, aka mainstream media, which includes Fox and Newsmax. They're both bad. Big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, and big religion. Remember, there's 100 million patriots, and we vote every day with our time, our efforts, our actions, our choices, and our buying decisions. Our wallets, guys, our wallets. We have control. We just have allowed somebody else to take control. So rip off that dirty mask and be conscious of where you're spending your money. Where is your money? So your money in Bank of America, who sold out all those people who were in Washington, D.C., the million people that were there, and turned over the information to the government? Are you kidding me? That's just one example. How about the 20 different companies that pulled Mike Lindell, who's probably the most patriotic person, who gives most of his money to the Lindell Recovery Network so that he can help for free people recover from drug addiction and alcohol abuse, to help those people for free? They yank his products from their big box stores. Okay, why are we supporting them? I want you to start your great awakening journey. I want you to take action today. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for all the information. You can start by clicking the Take Action tab and the Partners and Patriots tab. And it's time that we reopen America. We get our lives and our freedoms back. Start your list. Get yourself prepared. We're taking you on this journey. We're going to kick some butt this month. It's March Madness. We're getting started. If you want to jump on our train and join us for No Mo Excuses March Madness, that's 31 days of makeovers, motivation, marketing to take action to grow your business, enhance quality of your life, make a difference, and much more. But you can start now by going to the website and click the Take Action tab. And then I want you to get ready to rumble. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com. Are you awake? Everybody awake now? Just needed to get that little jolt in there to get, because, you know, it's hard to do personal improvement and growth if.
Hey, Michelle, I see a TV show. I see you doing a TV show, okay? I see you doing a TV show soon.
your lips to God's ears, right?
There we go.
It's because it's difficult. And then I want you to comment, and then I'm going to wrap it
sure.
up here. It's okay. difficult to have personal improvement and growth if your business is shut down or your kids are in school. You know what I mean? All of these things are all intertwined. It is beyond what we kind of ever thought. It's how it was going to end up where we are today. So that's why I keep reiterating these messages and this information. And I'm going to keep doing it until people stand up for themselves and what they believe in. Quick comment on that, my friend.
Well, with me, I kind of, I'm on the sidelines and I observe and see what's taking place. And yeah, a lot of things could be a lot better. And then if we think things could be a lot worse, we don't want to think like that. However, I just believe that it takes each individual, and we're looking at, what, 330 million citizens in the United States, and everyone has to take account of their own consciousness in terms of the decisions that they make going forward. And I think over time, everything is going to work itself out. But we have to definitely be patient, be understanding, have compassion, but most importantly, have love for one another, because I think that's really where we went at. We went at by uniting and looking at America becoming, you know, the very best that it can be. And so I just kind of come from that side because, you know, I served in the military for 20 years. So I served everybody. It didn't matter what political party they were in. It didn't matter what they believed, what they didn't believe. And so I still stand on that particular principle that everyone has a right to say what they want to say as long as it doesn't hurt someone else.
Yeah. Exactly. I agree with you. You're very diplomatic in your delivery of a message. You know, I think the people, and I said it's no longer left or right. It doesn't matter. That's gone.
Right.
It's us as the really true, the American people versus the authorities, the false entity, the false authorities that we've allowed to manipulate us. They're making it more decisive between what they are considering left and right. Left and right, the people have a lot more in common. But they are
correct.
They're trying to make us against each other. And that's why I keep saying we, the people, are in this together.
Right.
And we have a lot more in common and are on the same page because there's agendas from the top down. But
And plus, our journey is really short. And what I mean by that is that if we have an average lifespan of 72 years, then we really have to maximize that time. We may live longer, we may live a shorter period, but for the time that we're here, we got to maximize everything that we do to make it better, to have the best life that we can have. Because I don't know about you, Michelle, but it seems like life is going by in a blur now.
It was just January, right? It's March 4th. That's why I said, you know, we got to kick this month into gear. And everybody's, you know, you always talk about making changes. The resolutions, 80 to 90% people fell off that within like, you know, 3 to 4 weeks after January 1st. So I'm like, it's time to recharge the mindset. Paul, can you give your contact information? Plug your podcast real quick.
Sure. I'd love to. In fact, people can get me on my podcast, which is titled Wealth Academy Podcast, Wealth is More Than Just Money. And the URL for it is www.wealthacademypodcast.com. And I just celebrated my 100th episode, so I'm moving right along. I started August 18th of last year, so I'm at 100, over 100 episodes now, and it's really doing great.
Awesome, awesome. It's a great show. You have incredible guests, and you are on our must-listen-to page, so anyone can find you there. No excuses why you can't find Paul.
I have to get Michelle back on the show. My show.
You do. I do. I need to make another appearance. We're going to keep it. We'll do a much shorter one this time where we don't talk about so much.
Mid-March.
All right. I'm in. You're the best. Well, thank you for being one of our all-star partners, Paul. You're a wonderful supportive partner. I just got chills. And you've become a good friend. So thank you so much for all that you're doing and coming on each month and helping out the listeners really put things in a perspective. So, and, you know, one of these days you'll tell me something top secret. I know. I'll get it out of you. I'll get something out.
Thank you, Michelle. Have a great day to you and your community.
All right. Thank you so much,
my
friend. So those of you, real quick about Paul, he used to be DOD. So when he comes on the segments, the 7-minute segment, you know, he knows all kinds of top secret stuff, you know, like I like scoop. So I'll be like, you know, can you tell me anything? And it's like, you know, need to know basis and you don't need to know. And I'm, so I get nothing. I get nothing out of Paul. And it's just like I try to get some Hollywood scoop out of Alexia. And even I try to corner her friend. I was like, give me some scoop on some Hollywood people, right? Just because I want to get some scoop. both of them tight-lipped. I said, we can't tell you stuff about our friends. I'm like, no, tell me about people that aren't your friends. If they will, nobody will talk. Like, I don't get it. Oh, man, nobody. Maybe because they know that I would do something and share more of it on the show. They just like, yeah, I'm not going to tell that big mouth any scoop. Why would we do that? All right, let's bring up our third all-star and wrap this show up so everybody could start taking action. We're at 12:50. I'm a little over. We're going to keep it close, though. We're going to keep it tight. Next up is Mr. Clifton the Petty John. Great last name. He's a purpose strategist, author, transformation coach, spiritual leader, and host of the What Now podcast and Transformation Radio. Audience, give him a nice big round of applause. We're going to wrap up the all-star show. Mr. Petty John, great last name. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am good. I am good. Thanks for being patient. I went a little over with my friend Paul, but you know, I opened it up. I gave him kind of too much of an open-ended question there at the end, and I knew that we were going to bring on a couple other little tangents there, so I apologize. So let's get
no
back
problem.
On our personal improvement and growth segment portion, ideology. What?
Awesome.
Do you want people to do as soon as they listen to the show?
As soon as they listen to the show, I want them to listen from a space of openness. I always tell people, and I did this the last month when I was on the show, I do this on my podcast, I do that this anytime I have a talk or a teaching, I do the breathing exercise. We breathe in 2 times, we hold it. Why? Because the energy that you're giving to your past, the energy that you're giving to your future now becomes one with the energy of your now, and you can channel all of that energy into your now to produce a now that gives you a future full of promise. So that's what I want them to do. I just want them to listen from a space of openness.
And breathe. How many times do you
and
want
breathe.
People to do that?
The breathing technique, I always talk about the breathing technique. Before you're going to make a major decision, I want you to breathe. When something seems to be, you feel like weight or pressure is coming at you, I want you to breathe. Whenever you feel overwhelmed, I want you to breathe. Sometimes we don't even realize how important breath is, because when our Creator created us, He created us to instinctively breathe. But what we don't realize is that breathing is a way of resetting ourselves. And it is very important that we reset ourselves. It's like a cell phone. If I don't charge my cell phone, it's going to die, which means that it still exists, because some of us look at death and say, oh, that means I'm not going to be here any longer. No, you still will be here, but you won't be present. When you recharge yourself through breathing, some do it through breathing, some do it through meditation, some do it through prayer, which I'm big on prayer, some do it whatever way it is, exercise, it's resetting yourself and bringing yourself back to present. And you cannot work on personal growth or development if you are not present with yourself.
You know, I'm writing all this down. And I encourage other people, as they did in the beginning of the show, listen to these episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays with a pen and paper and listen to them multiple times, because you need it to. This is some really, really great information. The breathing thing, I've forgotten how important that is. I kind of got a little reminder when I went outside yesterday as I was telling Paul, and I did some chores, which turned into so much more meaning than a quick little leaf blowing and hosing of a patio. There was almost like an experience, okay? Because there was so much meaning behind it and so much going on, and it literally shifted so many things. That was you know, my personal improvement exercise. And I'm assuming that there was some sort of breathing technique that was there. I mean, obviously I was doing some heavy lifting, but it was the breathing is important. And even if, like you said, it's something that you do in the morning when you first get out of bed, or if you're talking about exercise or even prayer.
Yes.
Comment a little bit more, or just go a little bit deeper on on the breathing, because you said it was about resetting. I want people to be able to implement that so they don't forget, because I forgot. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't do any of the things that you said in my normal routine. I'm putting them in now. So what other thing can we do to either like a checks and balances or something, so that, you know, I mean, do you have to put a post-it on your computer screen? I mean, what, because it makes such a huge difference. So is there something else that you can, I just want, it's almost like you got to hit people over the head, and myself included.
It's something you get used to. It's kind of like in my book, From Stagnation to Transformation, it's a 21-day coaching actuation. And the reason why I divide it into 21 days is because they say that it takes 21 days to break or reestablish a habit. Sometimes we don't have patience with ourselves. When we haven't become aware of our breathing techniques for a while, it's going to take a while for us to become aware of it. And I promise you, if you take a moment and just chart your breathing, you can tell what type of day you're having. If you sit still for a moment and your breathing is heavy, most of the time you're running, never taking time to relax a little bit, to ground yourself. I believe in grounding as well. I love grounding because it makes us become one with nature. And I believe that when we become one with nature, we're actually becoming one with all of God's creation. And I feel like that's the original way that God intended for us to be, where we were one with the entirety of creation. So sometimes I step outside, and I step outside barefoot, and I'm quiet. I'm just quiet because now I'm listening to my breathing. I'm focusing on my thoughts, and I actually have three things that I really want us to implement even when we're breathing. The first thing is that I want us to take time to really learn ourselves, I came to a space in life when I hit around the age of 30, and I realized that I had spent the bulk of my adult life doing things that other people expected me to do, or doing things that had become what was accustomed and easy for me to do. And I did that from a space of making people happy and making sure that people were fulfilling their purpose. But I came to a reality one day that I didn't even know who I was. I didn't know my likes. I didn't know my dislikes. And this seems so simple, but sometimes it's the simplest things that can help us reset ourselves. I didn't know any of that. I remember even at times after a divorce, I was going out to restaurants and wondering, well, wait a minute, what do I want to eat? Because sometimes I had altered what I was going to eat based upon the person that I was with. So I had to take time to really begin to learn myself again. So that's the first thing that I believe that we have to learn, how to rebreathe or learn how to breathe once again, because I promise you, if we spend a lot of time with people, if we were ever studied together, our breathing patterns are probably the same. And what we do sometimes is we pick up other people's breathing patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Which also comes into picking up other people's identities, other people's thoughts, other people's belief systems, and we never take the time to reset and find out who we are. Just learning ourselves will help us as well learn how to pace our breathing a lot better. Before I go to number two, I wanted to see if you wanted to jump in.
No, you're spot on.
Okay.
When you said the divorce thing and then you said dinner, I was thinking to myself, well, she probably used to order for him and she probably did all the shopping. So when they would cook, she was like, didn't even ask. She just already knew. And then you forgot. I pictured like a skit from Saturday Night Live that it turned into where you were in the grocery store and you're like, I don't even know what I like. I don't even know where to go.
And I took that in every area of my life, even before the divorce. I remember working when I came out of high school. I went away to college. My mother got sick, and I came home. So I was going to school and working in the school district at the same time, okay? I remember the day when I realized this just isn't working for me anymore. But I didn't know what I wanted to do either. Like, I found myself in a space like that's all I knew how to do. And I took it back to second grade because a teacher made a great impact on my life. And because that teacher made a great impact on my life, I said in second grade, I want to be a teacher. Now, I didn't allow my mind to be expanded beyond what we normalize teaching as. I just saw myself going to college, coming home, teaching at the school. I didn't realize that I have the ability to teach in so many different ways. So I had to come. That was another great awakening for me was that, yes, God gives us these gifts, talents, and abilities, but don't box those things in.
Oh, that's a great, great insight.
Yeah. I mean, we do it so much. I often in my coaching sessions, I tell people one of the first things I tell them to do is, okay, close your eyes. You're back in fourth grade. Your teacher is asking you, what do you want to be in life? And I said, remember, you're in fourth grade. You're not thinking about the cares of life. You're not thinking about your financial situation. You're not thinking about your education right now. You're not thinking about your current situation. You're in fourth grade. Fourth grade, a lot of people wanted to be firefighters. They wanted to be professional athletes. Yeah. They wanted to be astronauts, doctors, lawyers. Wanted
veterinarian.
To be so many things. That yes, because
I'm giving you
we
my list.
Allowed ourselves. We allowed ourselves to be open to the possibilities, and when we allowed ourselves to be open to the possibilities, we blocked out all of the outside noise and even the inner noise that told us that may not be possible. But when we grow up, sometimes we start to listen to the inside voice that we've allowed to develop that tells us you can't, you can't, you can't. Maybe you should rethink this. Maybe you should rethink that instead of sometimes just stepping out and trying it. It's not going to hurt us to try it. Sometimes we just have to get back to that childlike faith, I would say, that childlike dreaming, that childlike innocence, and just go for it. And I'm not saying just, you know, abandon all of your responsibilities. I'm not saying go out and quit your job today. That's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely
exactly.
not saying that. But what I'm saying is.
Yeah, yeah. Slow everybody's roll. Like, you know, hold on, guys.
Listen, I can see people now writing their resignation letters. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
Don't
what I'm
do that.
Saying
don't
is.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Don't catch that lottery ticket before we find out it's
yes,
a joke.
Yes.
Yeah, don't be doing that, telling everybody what you really think, and then next thing you know, you got no job. Yeah, don't do that.
Right, right. Use that to fund your vision. Don't be so focused on your career if you have bigger goals and objectives in lives. And some of you, you're going to have to relearn how to breathe so that you can remember those goals that you have, because we all were created and designed with greatness inside of us. If we really think about it, the creator of all creators created us. Do you think that the greatest creator of all time would create us with mediocrity? No.
Yeah, no way, Jose.
But sometimes we find ourselves. No,
yeah,
not
but,
at all.
Yeah.
You know,
no, no
we
way.
We find ourselves
uh-uh.
submitting to it.
Yeah, well, we question too, and that. But before
yeah,
we go to number
yeah.
two, because I'm looking at 104, I want to try to keep it tight.
Oh,
like
I'm
I
sorry.
Said, I always go over.
Okay.
No, you know I do this. That's what I want to be respectful of your time and the audience's time. And I tell them, you know, if you want to fast forward through some sections, but if we're on something, I don't want to just say, oh, sorry, it's 1 o'clock. We got to go, folks. You know what I mean? It's like the Griswold. Sorry, moose out front should have told you park's closed. So I don't want to just end the show in the middle of a conversation. But you made me remember something. And, you know, I always mm-hmm. get so much out of these segments. So I want to thank you for this. I just remembered in second grade, you know, like you said, they asked you what you want to do. And I had we wrote it in a journal. So I actually have it written, and mm-hmm. I've just got to find the journal in a pile of things and pull it out. But it was in second grade, and I wrote down what I wanted to be. I totally forgot about it until just now.
Wow.
Take a guess. Take a guess.
Let me see.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It's an occupation that is over the past couple months has been in a hot topic on the media and in this country, but it's not politician.
Okay, it's not politician.
No.
So is it the medical field?
No, never had a desire to do that. A vet for like an hour, but then I was like, I'm allergic to cats, so it's not going to work. Yeah.
Wow, let me see then. What's been a hot topic?
Pretty big position.
Media?
Pretty big now.
I'm sorry?
It's a job role, pretty big description. It's pretty big. It's pretty big. Pretty big deal. I can't believe I forgot about this. I'm thinking there's some meaning behind it now. Not like I'd ever do it. There's no way it would ever happen now. But all right, you want me to tell you? I actually wrote this down in second grade. Second grade, you're what, 8, 7, 6? I don't know, whatever a second grader is.
Somewhere around there.
Somewhere in that range. Supreme Court Justice. I actually wrote that down in my journal. I know, right?
Wow.
Crazy. So you just pulled that out of me out of nowhere, because I honestly forgot that I said that. So I know that there's got to be some meaning behind it. So I think if people can think about that exercise for themselves, there's got to be something attached to what it was that mm-hmm. you wanted to be then. And maybe it's something that you can, like you said, don't box yourself in with it, but there's something in that job, that let's call it a job description, something in that job description that is, mm-hmm. you know, some underlying meaning of a foundation of why you do things or what you really wanted to do. Now try to make it realistic for where we are today. Like, what am I going to do? Go to law school now and then be an attorney and a judge for 30 years and then get on the court? You know what I mean? But there, you know, because I'm going to think about this today. I'm sure it has something to do with deliberate, making sure that the truth is known, making sure that the rights are being right for the right people, and bad people get punished for doing bad things. So there's, I know it has something to do with that. And so I just want to say thank you for pulling that out of the earth, out of the depths of a cupboard that I literally have not thought about it for a long time. So let's do number two and number three real quick, and then we'll wrap up the show.
Okay. All right. Number two is be kind to yourself. And the reason why I say be kind to yourself is because a lot of times we don't realize how judgmental we are of ourselves. Even with decisions that we've made, we have to begin to understand that the decisions that we made ultimately are still connected to our purpose. And there are things we can pull from them that are lessons we can learn that can help somebody else along the way as well. So you got to learn to stop being so judgmental of yourself and begin to see yourself beyond that space of judgment. And then number three, and this is also without judgment, love yourself. Really begin to love yourself. If you can really begin to love yourself, then you begin to allow yourself to be open to the possibilities that you've never dreamt into or imagined. And as you were saying, even with the Supreme Court justice thing, think about those things from childhood and how you can implement them in your lives. I wanted to be a teacher. Now what do I do? Not only do I teach children, but I teach families, or whoever listens to my podcast, whoever signs up for my webinars, whoever listens to a talk I might do live. I have the ability to educate beyond the parameters that I once viewed teachers as. So take those limits off, tap into your creativity. I'm telling you, we are creative by nature. And sometimes we have looked and valued other people's creativity more than our own. And if you tap into that creativity, you can find yourself creating far beyond your dreams.
Wow. Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. One question for you, since you did say you're big into prayer, and you literally sound exactly like T.D. Jakes, so I'm sure you get that a lot. So I'm just picturing that I'm interviewing T.D. Jakes. What's one Bible verse? Because I did the show with Pastor Dave Scarlett and the prophet Amanda Grace, and they were saying, in order to get back in touch with God, get your God on, you really need to read one chapter of the Bible a day, which is a lot for people, but we're going to ease people back into that as they're doing all these other things that are going to be implemented into their daily routine. What is one verse that people should know, that they really should have memorized? They can revert to, obviously not a long one because that's too much for people. Mm-hmm. 8 to 9 seconds, of, you know, the goldfish attention span. Which one do you suggest mm-hmm. that they really get into that will help with personal improvement and growth, or just kind of that grounding and that breathing and that resetting?
Sure. Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards thee, thoughts to give you a future and a hope." I'm reading from a different translation. But the reason why that scripture stands out to me is another translation says, "I alone know the thoughts or the plans that I think and have for you." And sometimes what happens is we attempt to plan things out based upon what's going on now, not understanding that God already foresaw all of this. So his thoughts and plans for us are higher than our thoughts and plans for us. And if we can really tune into that and grab hold of that scripture carries me everywhere that I go. When I'm not having a great day, when I was at my lowest of lows, I had to keep reminding myself that this is all a part of the plan of God. This is all a part of the will of God for my life. And if I can just open up my eyes or close my eyes so that I can see, because sometimes our eyes are too open for us to really see. So we have to close our eyes to begin to see the plan wrapped in within what we're going through.
Say it one more time. Jeremiah what?
Jeremiah 29:11.
29:11. And that was not Jeremiah was a bullfrog. That is Jeremiah from the Bible, people. From the Bible. That's one of the books that we are going to pick up. We talked about reading. Reading, people. In the first segment with the All-Star Karen, she said reading. So we are going to read the book, Jeremiah 29:11, and we're going to read the book, the Bible. It's, I forgot that's what the prophet Amanda Grace and Pastor Dave Scarlett suggested to do. So see, I mean, I actually interviewed those people, and I forgot. That's what they mm-hmm. told me to do, and I have it on mm-hmm. my list, but I mean, for this conversation. So there's and you wonder why people don't do certain things, or they get distracted, or they get sidetracked, or that they don't realize that, you know, it's been so long since I did that. That's what we're doing here on this platform with your help, Mr. Petty John, great last name, is to remind people. That's why we're now on this month, this hardcore month of making things happen 5 days a week, that reminder, because everybody needs it. Everybody needs it. So we're just making it easy. We're making it easy. Give your contact information, plug your podcast real quick.
Sure. If you want to reach out to me, you can always reach me on my website, www.cliftonpettyjohn.com. Social media, you can just type in the name Clifton Pettyjohn and I will come up. And my podcast, you can visit the website at www.thewhatnowpodcast.com. .me, not .com, .me, all right? So thank you again for this opportunity.
You're welcome. I appreciate you providing some new insight, and I have a full page of notes, and thanks for pulling out the Supreme Court Justice. I even might have said the Supreme Court Justice, whoever the leader's name is. I think I even might have wrote that one down that I needed to be the Chief Justice. So we're gonna find that journal.
Mm-hmm.
I might even have wrote that. Oh my
wow.
goodness. Yeah, I know. There's got to be some crazy meaning behind that as somebody who's in second grade. So, Mr. Pettyjohn, thank you so much. I haven't got a chance to add your podcast to our must listen to page, but I will do it this weekend. So that way people
awesome.
Can find
thank
you easily. They'll just click on your handsome face. Now, so thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. And
you're
fabulous, 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 fabulous partner. So thank you so much for all you do and all the people that you're helping. You're the best, man. You're the best.
You're welcome. Thank you. And you are the best as well.
Oh, see, now you can come back on. I just got to say one nice thing, and then I'll get there. They get another spot on the show. Doesn't take much with the show. Make sure you jump on for April. I don't see your name on there yet. So get on the book for April, my friend, and we'll talk to you then.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
sounds
you,
great.
You.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Whoa. That was a pretty heavy episode, but I threw in some humor. I think everybody got a lot out of it. I hope you did. I did. I have a page and a half, almost 2 pages of notes, and that's only on the first listening round. So I just want to say a special thank you to our all-star partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network for kicking off the March Madness Maskless Month of Makeovers, Motivation, and Marketing. And that was our personal improvement and growth segment, special segment that we did this week. We were short because I was behind schedule. So next week we are going to do health, wellness, and fitness. Ugh. This is the least favorite week. That'll be the least favorite week of the 5 weeks that we're putting together. But I am changing my attitude. I actually went outside yesterday. So we're starting, right? Baby steps. I took my yoga mat, wiped it off, put it next to my bed so that I actually have to physically step on it when I start my day. So then maybe the next step in my baby steps is to lay on it and do some yoga. Baby steps, you're all with me. You know who you are out there. That next week's not going to be your favorite week either. But we need to reposition our brains and get back on track, because we need to do it for our health, for our sanity, for our wellness, for our fitness, which we talked about on Wednesday, episode 172. Great episode, by the way. That is one for the history books. We were talking with Fitz Kohler. Fitness is so much more than exercise. It's about the core and everything, core of everything in your life. You know, like the show, Everything Home, right? Everything Home. All right, so just to recap, if you want to learn more about what this whole month is all about, I did an intro and an info audio podcast, episode 171, so listen to that. Go to the Take Action tab at Everything Home. Well, don't do at. It's everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Go to the Take Action tab. You're going to pull out your pen and paper. You're going to write the things down. You can listen to the beginning of this episode, which is 173. The how-to and explanation for everything that's on the website is 171. A great episode to really just get your groove on. And I don't know. I had a great time on Wednesday. That's 172. Great episode. Got me inspired to go outside and to actually do something. A lot of content, a lot of information, incredible partners, 109 of them. So next week, health, wellness, and fitness. Next Tuesday and Thursday, 12 p.m. Mountain Time for your nooner. We're going to get I've got some great partners lined up for that. We're going to deep dive into some real personal stuff. We're going to do an analysis on what I got like a new eating plan and an exercise thing. Oh my goodness. All right. You can do this. If I can do this, remember, if I can get off my fat rear end and do it and go outside and exercise or inside and exercise, you guys can too. So jump on our train and join us for the No Mo Excuses March Madness, those 31 days of makeovers, motivation, and marketing to take action to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, and much more. Next Tuesday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, Exercise Week, Fitness Week, Health Week. And tomorrow, we're back at it with our Purpose-Driven Partners live segment, Friday, March 5th. Lots of great guests for tomorrow. Another nooner, 5 great guests, 7-minute segments filled with tons and tons of tips and takeaways. I think you're awake. I hope you're awake. Now go take action on what we learned today. Go to the Take Action tab. Make it a great day because you deserve it. Tomorrow, we'll be back. Join us. Where's my outro? Tomorrow, nooner, here. Go take action.
You've been listening to Everything Homes special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.